Merry Christmas, everyone, and welcome to Earth in Tune. I'm your host, Janice. This is a music show where every song mentions something about Earth or nature. This is supposed to be the 17th chapter of the water version, but I'm going to cheat a little. I wanted to play Christmas songs, and very few have water in the lyrics. So I'm going to expand the chapter to include songs that mention something in nature. Since this is an alternative radio station, these songs are not traditional ones. Most are humorous, or at least to me. This first song is sung to a tune everybody will recognize, but the lyrics have been changed. The 12 Days of Christmas is a familiar song to most, and it mentions a lot of animals, but this version mentions the frustrations of Christmas, and I have included it because it does mention tree. As you listen to the song, see if you can hear the mentions of something about Earth or nature. Most Christmas songs mention tree, deer, snow, chestnuts, and mistletoe, among others. Here is The 12 Pains of Christmas by Bob Rivers.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
That's such a pain to me is finding a Christmas tree. The second thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The third thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fourth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
sending Christmas cards,
hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fifth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me, 5 months of bills,
sending Christmas cards,
hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The sixth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
facing my in-laws,
5 months of bills.
I hate those Christmas cards,
hangovers, rigging up these lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The seventh thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
the Salvation Army,
facing my in-laws,
5 months of bills,
sending Christmas cards.
Oh jeez,
I'm trying to rig up these lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The eighth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
I'm a transformer for Christmas.
Charities, and what do you mean you're in-laws?
5 months of bills.
Ah, making out these cards.
Oh, Edith, get me up here, huh?
Well, we have no extension cords
and finding a Christmas tree. The ninth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
finding parking spaces.
Daddy,
facing my in-laws,
5 months of bills,
writing out those Christmas cards,
hangovers,
now why the hell are they blinking,
and finding a Christmas tree. The tenth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
batteries not included,
no parking spaces,
buy me something,
get a job, you bum,
facing the in-laws,
5 months of bills.
Yo ho, Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez, look at this.
One light goes out, they all go out.
And finding a Christmas tree. The 11th thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
stale TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Oh my God, the bathroom.
Charities.
She's a witch, I hate her.
5 months of bills.
Oh, I don't even know half these people.
Oh, who's got the toilet paper?
Get a flashlight, I blow a fuse.
And finding a Christmas tree. The 12th thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
singing Christmas carols,
still TV special,
batteries not included,
no parking.
Charities.
Gotta make them dinner.
5 months of bills.
I'm not sending them this year, that's it.
Shut up, you.
Fine, you're so smart, you ring up the lights
and find me the Christmas tree.
last time I played Father Christmas, I stood outside a department store. A gang of kids came over and loved me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. They said, Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We will beat you up. Don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoyed. Give all the toys to the little rich boys. My sister a cuddly toy. We don't want a jinx or a monopoly money. We only want the real McCoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. We'll beat you up if you make us annoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. But give my daddy a job, cause he needs one. He's got lots of mouths to feed.
But if you've got one, I have a machine.
Trot past my apple, my dapple.
Spring over the ground like a hunting hound, for this is Christmas Day.
Sing.
Extremely slow, it is so hard to wait.
Okay, so the chipmunks might not be considered traditional, but on the odd side. Still, the implication that chipmunks can even sing is admittedly unconventional. Alvin and the Chipmunks, originally David Seville and the Chipmunks, are an animated virtual band created by Ross Bagdasarian, consisting of three singing animated anthropomorphic chipmunks named Alvin, Simon, and Theodore. As the story goes, they are managed by their human adoptive father, David Seville.
Bagdasarian's voice is sped up to create the high-pitched, squeaky voices. It's quite entertaining to the kids.
Speaking of kids, I have a few songs that are for kids or adults that are kid-like. This next song is performed by 10-year-old Gayla Peavy, who was born in 1943 in Oklahoma. So this song was performed in 1953. She no longer performs, but is still alive today. I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas was hugely successful at the time.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too. Mom says a hippo would eat me up, but then teacher says a hippo is a vegetarian. There's lots of room for him in our two-car garage. I'd feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
Now you children better watch your P's and Q's. Hang up your clothes and clean up your room. Do everything that you're supposed to do.
'Cause Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
Now all you kids better behave. Get your homework every day and try to make good grades in school.
'Cause Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
Well, every Christmas Eve he climbs on his sled full of toys and spread Christmas cheer to all good little girls and boys. And Santa Claus say, home Dasher, Dancing, Prancing, Vixen, Common, Cupid, Donnin', Blitzen, and Bruce, and Marvin.
Say where, Rudolph?
Say, well, say he dislocated his hip in a twist contest, and he's all stove up in the hospital, Yes, but we've got a swinging replacement. Say we got the fastest steed from the sands of the Ramic Desert, babies. Say we got Clyde the camel. And then he say, on Clyde, on you great camel. And Clyde say, which is camel for don't bug me, man. Say I'm pulling this sled fast I can. Over the trees, over the fences, through the sky, across the clouds, on the roof, click, clack, click, real quick.
Cause here comes Jolly Old Saint Nick, ho, ho, ho.
Now you children better be good, and act like all good children should. Be careful of what you say and do.
Cause Santa Claus is watching you.
Christmas Eve, he climb on his sled with a dual exhaust, side mills, foxtails, mud flaps, and leopard skin seat covers.
Say, what have you got in your big bag for all the kiddies this year, Santa?
Say, I've got apples and oranges, 170 ponies, 3,000 sets of drums, 7,000 comic books, and a do-it-yourself guitar chorus. Complete with an 8x10 color photo of Bo Diddley, suitable for framing, yes. And with that, leaping on his sled and laying his fingers side of his nose, he pulled back on the reins, cracked the whip, and took off like the first stage of a Cape Canaveral rocket, headed straight for the ice and snowy regions of the North Pole, which is habitated and abounding in polar bears and penguins. Yes, and you could hear him explain as he drove out of sight. On dashing, dancing, prancing, vixen, common, Cuban, Don, and Blitzen, and Bruce, and Marvin. On Clyde, and Clyde say, which is camel for Merry Christmas, yeah.
You know, people always say to me, Santa, I want this, Santa, I want that, Santa, give me this, Santa, give me that. You would not believe the letters I get. Here's one from a Susie. Dear Santa, I want a cellular phone with call waiting and a color Xerox machine. Can you believe it? And she's only 5. Hey, here's something you never hear anybody say. They never say, Santa, what do you want?
Santa, what do you want?
I'll tell you what I want else. I want some clothes that aren't red. I want a car, not a sled. I want some help. To just want to take a break and just get away from everything for a while?
No!
Stop agreeing with everything that I say all the time.
Yes, Santa!
No! Hey, you're all just a bunch of yes elves. You're all just like a jello mold. You're all just a jello.
You want some jello, Santa?
No, I don't want no jello. I hate the jello. I hate the fruit, the cake, milk, and the cookies. All of those are snacks, the junk that people always deliver me. I hate that stuff. It makes me sick. Don't want no piece of pie. Don't leave me ham on rye. I want a nice hot meal. How about some snapper and fries? Some big chicken thighs. Some rigatoni and veal. You know, I don't think people even like me. All I ever hear from them all the time is, gimme, 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 I want, I want, I want, all the time.
Gimme this, gimme that, gimme everything you got.
Santa, I want a 10-speed. I never get a thank you note.
Gimme this, gimme that, gimme everything you got. Santa, I want designer clothes, I want a CD player.
A CD player? See the one, Mr. Potato Head?
Santa, I want a big screen TV, I want a yacht.
A yacht? Not a chimney? I look like a Houdini. Hey kids, you know what Santa wants?
What?
I want out of the grind. I want some peace of mind. I want Christmas every other year. I want a Barbie doll about 5 feet tall. I'm sick of being with deer all the time. Especially Rudolph. I name him by name. He's a real prima donna. You know, one time I asked him to guide my sleigh. It goes to his head. Now he thinks he's better than all the other reindeers.
I heard he said he could be another Santa. Yes, I heard he said he could be Santa.
Yeah, he said that.
I made Rudolph. If it wasn't for me, you know how long a reindeer like that would last with a nose like that in the woods come hunting season? About 2 minutes. He would be tied to the hood of some Pontiac headed towards some recreation room in Michigan. His head would be nailed to knotty pine by now. If it wasn't for me, I've had it. People like me like a Thanksgiving Day parade, you know.
Santa, Santa, me, give me.
But come December 26th, I'm history. Nobody ever says, Santa, what are you doing New Year's Eve? You want to come to my house on New Year's Eve?
So, Father Guido Sarducci is a fictional character created by Don Novello in 1973, and he sang that last song, Santa's Lament. Sarducci's character is a chain-smoking priest with tinted glasses and a black fedora hat who works as a gossip columnist for the Vatican newspaper, which is a takeoff of the National Enquirer tabloid. The character appeared on sitcoms in the 70s, and the most prominent appearances were on Saturday Night Live in the late 70s when Novello was also a writer for the show. Hey, he mentions pine, woods, deer, and potato, so it counts. Coming up are a few more unconventional songs. We are all about diversity at Umpqua Watershed, so I couldn't help but include the medley song Progressive Christmas Carol by John Cozart.
We wish you happy holidays, whoever you may be. Oh, so Merry Christmas,
Kwanzaa, Hanukkah,
or heck, all three. We modernize these jingles for the massive bourgeoisie. Love the updated Christmas Carol team. You'd better not judge, you better not hate, you better not bully or discriminate. Progressive Santa's come into town. He's making a list of gluten-free foods. He won't take a peek at J-Law's news. Progressive Santa's coming to town.
Yeah. He's 50 different races.
And all for tax reform.
He'll protect all your children.
Well, as long as they've been born, you'd better watch out. Was too far? Okay.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had an advantageous nose.
He outlived his friends.
He passed his bright red traits on. Darwin said that's how it goes.
Evolution's not a theory.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy supports the NRA? Mary, did you know that your baby boy is white?
Did you know?
Deck the halls with coochie chugglelia. Qua wa 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 ones up.
Weaves a body hang banderas. Qua wa 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 ones up. Throw your hands up in the air.
You're a green one, Mr. Grinch. You're lacking in finesse. Greenish epidermis determines your success, Mr. Grinch. Racist who's constrain you to the issues they continue to suppress. You're an outlier, Mr. Grinch. You give the poos a fright. They say your heart is 3/5 normal. You're either wrong or white, Mr. Grinch. Don't walk the streets of Whoville, you might fight the cop the poos will not indict.
Of a racially ambiguous holiday.
Away in a manger with Jesus and crew. His schmeckle got cut, cause hey, Christ was a Jew.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night Jesus did
something holy. I don't know the whole story.
Joseph watched golf,
right?
his leather chair reclining. As Mary birthed a child, I think a donkey was involved.
Any help here? God?
Three wise men came with GPS. They found him, Christ lied in a barn, as his omniscient baby daddy tucked him in. Jesus called on his knees.
His mom shared it on Snapchat.
Celebrated Christmas.
Amber called your uncle, said we're up here for the holiday. Jane and I were having solstice, now we need a place to stay. And her Christ-loving uncle watched his wife hang Mary on a tree. He watched his son hang candy canes all made with red dye number three. He told his niece, it's Christmas Eve, I know our life is not your style. She said, Christmas is like solstice, and we miss you, and it's been a while. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground the best that they were able. Just before the meal was served, hands were held and prayers were said, sending hope for peace on earth to all their gods and goddesses. The food was great, the tree plugged in, the meal had gone without a hitch, till Timmy turned to Amber and said, is it true that you're a witch? His mom jumped up and said, the pies are burning, and she hit the kitchen, and it was Jane who spoke. She said, it's true, your cousin's not a Christian, but we love trees, we love the snow, the friends we have, the world we share, and you find magic from your God, and we find magic everywhere. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Where does magic come from? I think magic's in the learning, 'cause now when Christians sit with pagans, only pumpkin pies are burning. When Amber tried to do the dishes, her aunt said, really, no, don't bother. Amber's uncle saw how Amber looked like him and like her father. He thought about his brother, how they hadn't spoken in a year. He thought he'd call him up and say, it's Christmas and your daughter's here. He thought of father's sons and brothers, saw his own son tug his sleeve, saying, can I be a pagan? Dad said, we'll discuss it when they leave. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Lighting trees in darkness, learning Lewis from the old, and making sense of history and drawing warmth out of the cold.
Thank you. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig, ah, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
That last song, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, is a fictional story. I'm sure it is. Performed by Elmo Shropshire and Patsy Trigg in 1979. Apparently, the point of the story is that a driver's license should not be given to a guy that hangs out with elves. Anyway, Grandma mixed eggnog in her medicines and was a little disoriented when she wandered into the path of Santa in a sleigh. Speaking of imbibing, the next song is Blitzen Blitz. This is a song released in 2016, and the songwriter is Laurel Crown. I'm not sure if that's a real person or not, since there's not much on the internet about the artist. It's a country-sounding song. There are a couple of more songs after that, and I hope you're enjoying this non-conventional yet lighthearted Christmas music. Next week, we'll be back on track with another chapter of the water version of the show. After chapter 20, I'll switch to another version of the show, and currently the theme will be tree. I've been walking through a lot of the Archie Creek Fire area recently, and although water is vital, trees are really amazing. You've been listening to Earth in Tune on 99.7 KQUA. I'm your host, Janice.
You know me as Dasher, I lead Santa's sleigh. This year is different, listen clear to what I say. Blitzen fell hard, and began this new trend. So we dear ran to Santa for fear Christmas end. We said, Santa man, what can we do? His Blitzen's got the whiskey flu. His gal walked out just this morning, and I tell you, Nick, his heart is torn. An hour later, he started a scuff with a polar bear from Cold Death Bluff. His antler radar took massive bites. If we let him drive, we can only turn right. We said, Santa, us reindeer got the blues.
Blitz got the whiskey flu.
We all is blue, he got the flu. The whiskey flu, boo, drunk and blue. And Santa said, listen good, my dears.
Blitzen needs us, so we'll stay here.
Besides, manners and kids are so full of holes. It's time they woke. Stockings with cold. Then he yelled,
bartender, a round of beer with fizz.
The reindeer and me, we're here to get lit. And this year we're forgetting ungrateful kids. This year we're doing the Blitzen Blitz. Now come and run to the shop and get all the elves and tell them leave all the toys up on the shelves. A year for history books is what this is, the year the North Pole did the Blitzen Blitz. Now, folks, I know you're sad. You look forward all year to the presents and the decor and the Christmas cheer. But there's more to the story. Listen good and well to what else Santa heard regarding this tale. See, Blitzen's girl pranced by with a bow. I tell you, Nick, that doe's a ho, ho, ho. Then Blitzen ran down to the polar jail, and with broken antler poked Killer the whale. Killer grabbed his antlers and tossed him about. He said, you better not cry, and he better not pout. Of course he did. His tail got whooped, so he drank more whiskey. Oh, he got more loot. We said, Santa, us reindeer got the blues.
Blitz got the whiskey flu.
We all is blue, he got the flu. The whiskey flu, boo, drunk and who. And Santa said, listen good, my dears.
Blitzen needs us, so we'll stay here.
Besides, manders and kids, they're so full of holes. It's time they woke up, stockings with coal. Then he yelled,
bartender, a round of beer with fizz.
The reindeer and me, we're here to get lit. And this year we're forgetting ungrateful kids. This year we're doing the Blitzen Blitz. Comet, run to the shop and get all the elves. Tell them leave all the toys up on the shelves. A year for history books is what this is. The year the North Pole did the Blitzen Blitz. Yeah, the year the North Pole did the Blitzen Blitz. All us reindeer has got the blues.
It's that time of year, snow is on the ground. Pretty lights and mistletoe decorate our little town. Kris Kringle's loading up his sleigh. Ooh, it's the holiday. Table set with cakes and pies, there's goodies all around. There's a turkey in the middle that weighs 47 pounds. And I know I should stay away. What the hell, it's the holidays. I've been doing great, counting calories and watching weight. But that big old honey babe is calling my name. Pass the butter beans, the dressing and the gravy, please. How about some pie with my next piece of cake? What the hell, it's the holidays. Dad's fixing eggnog, he's pouring in the rum. Doctor says I shouldn't, but I'm gonna get me some. Just four or five will be okay. What the hell, it's the holiday. Now we're out at Barry's truck chasing Maker's Mark with 7-Up. Cousin Kenny's throwing up. Oh, what a shame. Steve brought his potato gun. Now we're gonna have some fun. Whoops, he blew the window out of Mom's Chevrolet. What the hell? It's the holiday.
I'll play it, Tommy. Willie!
It's that time of year, snow is on the ground. Dad just wrote his name in it, and I think you know how. All the silly games we play. What the hell, it's the holiday. The sheriff just hauled him away.
For 30 days.
What the hell, it's the holidays. Don't worry, Dad, we'll get you out. Anybody got any gas money?
Win Barbo, y'all.
I've been drinking way too much this Christmas. My friends all want to know the reason why. I keep drinking like a fish all Christmas. Well, at Thanksgiving, my love told me goodbye. She ran off with a fat man and his reindeer. He promised her she'd have eternal life, with no need to turn into a vampire. My girl is planning on becoming Santa's wife. Santa, please bring back my girlfriend. She's the angel on my tree. She's my mistletoe and holly when she's smiling back at me. I do love her, so I beg you bring her back. Or on Christmas Day I'll have a heart attack.
Tell me more.
Pour me a whiskey.
Tell me more.
Get me a beer.
Tell me more.
I'm tired of talking about my lack of Christmas cheer. Santa, turn your sleigh around and bring her back. Or on Christmas Day I'll have a heart attack. I've been drinking way too much this Christmas. People comment on my bloodshot, droopy eyes. I keep drinking like a fish all Christmas. So sad, my girlfriend told me a pack of lies. She promised me we'd always be together, but behind my back she planned a great escape with that fat man and his sleigh and those damn reindeer, saying red's my favorite color anyway. Santa, please bring back my girlfriend. She's the angel on my tree. She doesn't have a virus. Her hands are always clean. Santa, turn your sleigh around and bring her back, or on Christmas Day I'll have a heart attack.
Tell me more.
Pour me a whiskey.
Tell me more.
Get me a beer.
Tell me more.
I'm tired of talking about my lack of Christmas cheer. Santa, turn your sleigh around and bring her back, or on Christmas Day I'll have a heart attack. I'm still drinking way too much this Christmas. Every sleigh I see reminds me I'm alone. But I'll keep drinking way too much this Christmas, pretending Santa Claus is just a plastic gnome.
Tell me more.
Pour me a whiskey.
Tell me more.
Get me a beer.
Tell me more.
I'm tired of talking about my lack of Christmas cheer. Santa, turn your sleigh around and bring her back, or on Christmas Day I'll have a heart attack. Santa, please bring back my girlfriend. She's the angel on my tree. She's my mistletoe and holly when she's smiling back at me. I do love her, so I beg you, bring her back.
Bring her back!
Or on Christmas Day I'll have a heart attack. Turn your sleigh around and bring my girlfriend back, or on Christmas Day I'll have a heart attack.
The season, haven't eaten all day. My tummy is growling, cause I've been saving up space. I've got my place at the table, can't fit no more on my plate. I've got my fork in my hand, ready to stuff my face. So bang on the turkey, potatoes, casserole dishes, cause I ain't messing around with them buttoned up bridges. You got them skinny jeans on, girl, I feel sorry for you, cause I just tried it.
Cause I'm about to expand this band of Venus. nothing on me.
Well, it's not Christmas till somebody cries.